The final coach on today's teleconference is Wisconsin's Yvette Healy. The Badgers ended the regular season with a 28-23-1 record overall and enter this week's Big Ten tournament as the number 8 seed. Wisconsin will take on 9th-seeded Indiana in the final game on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
If you could please open with a statement, and then we will go to questions for the media.
Sure. We're excited to be in the Big Ten tournament. I think it's the Big Ten's one of the best conferences in the country, and when you can qualify for postseason play and make your conference tournament, that alone is an accomplishment. And to do that and to be in the top half of the teams in the tournament, we're really proud. It was fun that, it was a chase for everybody right down to the last weekend, and I think that says a lot about how tough the conference is. So we're looking forward to getting out to Penn State and coming off of a season where we were fortunate to play our best softball on the road, and we took 3 out of 4 of the conference series that we saw on the road. We were able to win, and we were able to notch a win against every conference opponent that we faced. So we're using that to give us some confidence going into a really tough Big Ten tournament.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we will take questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Dean Lingy with Big Ten Network.
Coach, good to talk to you again. Thanks for being with us. Similar questions to some of the other coaches, kind of your keys down the stretch to get there, and then your keys against Indiana. And then a follow-up to that, playing that last game, love to know kind of your approach to the day for your team.
The keys, I think we're gonna keep it really similar to what our focus has been all year of you're just going out there and you're right away from the mound. It starts in the circle. I think we've been really happy about the improvements we've seen from a pitching standpoint in the program. Last year we had a tough time. It's such an offensive conference, and we had a hard time staying on the field with some of the best offensive teams. And this year, even games that we've lost have just been tremendous battles, and we've been right in the games. And that's kind of been our focus all year long. Let's keep it close and give ourselves a chance to win late. And if you get a chance to bring the tying run or the winning run to the plate in the seventh, that's an accomplishment, because at that point anything can happen. We've got kind of a fun group that plays on a lot of emotion, and if they can get a good a bit of momentum going, we've got the ability to score and have a big inning at any point. And that's kind of what we wait for. Just keep it close and see if when we have a chance to roll, if we can really, make hay out of that that inning. So with Indiana, it's fun. I think our team's excited to match up against a new team, with having not seeing everyone in conference. That's definitely a thing that we've got circled of. It's fun. I've liked how our teams come out in game one of our 3-game series against teams that we've had some really great opening games, and we're looking to kind of build on that momentum too and say, well, it's just another Big Ten team that we're facing. Our goal has been to notch a win against every Big Ten team we face in the series, and now it's just you only get one game to do it, but we've got that same goal in mind.
And then your prep for the day with that last game, what's your plan there?
Well, it is. It's later, and that the way that we've seen the conference, the odds on it going off on time, it's going to be tough. I think that's what we've seen of it's just been a lot of long games in our conference. You get just a lot of great battles. So I think having the team loose and knowing that there could be some changes, you might deal with some weather, you might deal with some delays, and just to, be relaxed and take it one pitch at a time and be ready for any curveballs that the tournament or the weather or the schedule can throw you, I think is big for us. So we've got a pretty agile group, and they're pretty flexible that they have the ability to roll with the punches, and that's what we're going to try to keep them focused on.
That comes from great coaching. Thank you, Coach.
No, thanks.
We have time for one last question for Coach.
And our last question comes from the line of Carol Brugman with BTN.
Good morning, Yvette. Congratulations.
Thanks, Carol.
Just a quick question. You won a conference championship a few years ago, kind of the top of the mountain. And then last year, I know, didn't have the opportunity to compete in the Big Ten tournament. And you've made huge strides in 1 year, I think 6, maybe 7 spots within the standings of the conference. Just talk about what you think the biggest jump has been for your team this year to make that happen?
You know, we talk about pride a lot, of saying, what can you do as a team and as a player to make sure when the season ends, you know, the biggest feeling that you feel is just proud of how you've had your career, how you've conducted yourself. And I think the team's really responded to that, of it's not just about winning, but it's about figuring out how to get better, how to play good softball. And so it's been a lot more about the process than the outcome. We've been really goal-focused about improving. And, you know, even right up to this last weekend series when we were at Nebraska, it was so cool that our team just played some great softball. And, you know, we wound up doing 23 innings with them in one day. But that was the perfect thing that, you know, we wound up splitting on that day. But just to see them compete against a great team in a tough road environment and play hard and play some really good softball offensively, pitching, defense, that gave us a lot of pride. So going into the tournament, we've got that same approach of course you want to win games, and, you know, every game you can win is going to be really special, but just more than anything, let's think how we can approach the game that when it's all done, we can feel really proud of, you know, how far we've come, how we've developed, and just the effort that we put out there.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks. We'll see you guys out at Penn State.
All right.